Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We have had amazing guests here on the show, and it continues right now with Hall of Fame running back and a friend of the DA show, Jerome Bettis. Jerome, good morning. How are we doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. You know, you were a guy in the heyday of run of the football, power football in the 90s, that must be looking at a Ezekiel Elliott and say, well, I could see some of myself in that. But what do you think about a holdout now where in today's NFL, every GM and owner asks, is the running back position really worth it?
You know what? It's that's one of those issues where just the talent has been watered down. And let me just kind of, before I answer that, tell you, what's happening with the running back.
Yeah.
So what's happening with the running back, it starts in high school. Because in college, all these colleges are going to these passing offenses. So now the running back in high school is saying, you know what? It's better that I play linebacker than play running back. The guy that was 6'2", 225, he's now going to play defense because the colleges want a smaller running back to do some scat back things in the backfield, and as a result, they don't get that physical running back. So now you only get six or seven schools that have talented running backs that kind of correlate to the NFL. When you look at Alabama and Clemson, and you know Ohio State, USC, Michigan, I mean, it's just, you know, Wisconsin. And if you look at the players that's coming out and playing the position, it's only those particular schools that are getting those running backs from high school, right? So now you only got six or seven, you know, really talented running backs a year. It's hard for every team to have a great running back. So now they've, you know, went by running back by committee. But when you get a franchise running back, it changes your franchise. And you see that with the Dallas Cowboys. And so it's not a situation where it's a mistake. When you get a guy who can do it, like the old timers in my era, every team had a feature back. It changes the way you play football, and the Dallas Cowboys understand that, and that's why it's going to be a priority to get him on the field and not in this holdout. They got to find a way to get that resolved.
That's a really interesting point. Do you then believe that Ezekiel Elliott is more important to have under contract than Dak Prescott for the Cowboys?
100%. 100%. Because here's what you have to understand. If, let's say you just brought an average quarterback in. An average quarterback is going to have a decent year because he's not going to be dealing with all these elaborate defenses. Because when you have to stop the run, it's real simple. You got to bring that eighth guy in there, and you got to play physical hard-nosed football, and it's pretty much dictated the secondary and what it's going to look like behind the linebackers. So that quarterback is going to have, yeah, he's going to have some tough third-down throws he's got to make. But for the most part, he's going to have a better opportunity to be successful when you have a power running game that can move the football. And so you have to have the running back because now it makes the quarterback's job a lot easier.
Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, Jerome Bettis, our guest here on the show. Where does that leave you with Melvin Gordon? Because he's got a quarterback that has been a Pro Bowler for so many years.
Well, you know, here's the thing. To get them to the next level, you got to have both of them. I think you've seen that team without the running game. And you had a good quarterback. They just barely get to the playoffs, and they get knocked out of the playoffs. You have to have the running game to give you a chance to go deep in the playoffs. And if you look at every playoff team can run the football. You know, it's not by happenstance that all of the teams that are consistently in the playoffs have a good running game. So, you know, when people say, the running back is, you know, it's diluted and you can find, no, it's not. It's the situation that you can't find the franchise guys out there anymore. That's the big problem. It's not that the position is not as valuable, because when you look at teams that are winning Super Bowls, those teams are going to have a running game and going to have a solid running back.
As a guy that always gives us candor and transparency and honesty, I'm interested to get your take on Antonio Brown, because you made a Hall of Fame career out of your time with the Steelers. You're a legendary Pittsburgh Steeler, and it feels like in the last calendar year, there's been more distractions and stories about Antonio Brown than in his previous 9 years combined in Pittsburgh. Do you think AB changed at all in the last calendar year?
Changed? I think his viewpoint of Pittsburgh changed, obviously. I don't think he changed. I mean, he was a tough guy to deal with, but, you know, he was a great player. I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, he was the same player that he's always been, you know, the same person. But obviously, you know, with the issues that he had, you know, he wanted to make a change. Now, is that right or wrong? Hey, that's up for everyone individually to decide. But he felt that he was ready to go. And, you know, when a player is ready to go like that, you've got to let him go, because he will destroy the continuity of the football team. So you got to let him go. And then you just pick up the pieces and you keep moving.
The reason I ask if he changed is because since he refused to play in Week 17, we feel like we've had kind of a storyline about AB every single day for 7 months. And it feels like there's more today than ever before. And it never felt that way in Pittsburgh until the end of last year. Is that because maybe the Steelers kept it under wraps better?
And it wasn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of issues. You know, he was doing a job. Now, there was, you know, obviously – you know, things that, you know, he was doing here in Pittsburgh that, you know, it wasn't significant, right? So it's not going to be brought to the forefront. But what happens is when you put him in the public eye like this, now anything that he does becomes significant. And I don't think that was the case, because everything was honky-dory in Pittsburgh. And so all those minor blips on the radar screen, they were able to be, you know, looked at as small issues and things that you can work through. But if you do remember, there was some things that happened when he was here. You know, they didn't make a big issue of him, and the public didn't make a big issue of him, because, you know, hey, he was having success and they were winning. And now everything has changed because he's you know, made the big issue to be traded, and he was traded, and now everything is he's in the spotlight more. So I don't think it's him changing. It's his situation has changed.
Was his relationship with Roethlisberger that bad by the end?
You know what? I wish I could tell you that. I wasn't in the locker room. I have no idea. But here's what's telling for me. When it's one-sided like that, that's strange. If you don't have a good relationship with somebody, usually both guys know about it. And when Ben came out and said, well, I don't know where this is coming from, da, 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 that just strikes me as being strange. Usually, if I don't like you and you don't like me, we both know about it. So you know, you're not going to come out and say, well, I don't know where this is all coming from. You know, I think he's a great guy. If you don't like me, you're not going to say that. So that's what was strange for me when all the stuff came out, when Ben didn't have the same feelings against, I just was like, wow, that's strange. Usually, you know, if you don't like a guy, you just probably won't say much. Hey, you know, he decided to do what he had to do, and you know, I wish him well. That kind of thing, right? But Ben came out and said, I didn't know where this was coming from. I thought we were, you know, in a good space. So when you say that kind of thing, that means it catches you by surprise.
Jerome Bettis, former Steelers running back, Super Bowl champion as well, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joins us on the show. In Pennsylvania, mobile sports betting. Now, we got football here. There's a lot of chances to get into the action, and you are partnering with FanDuel. So tell our listeners about the partnership and what they can look forward to.
Well, yeah, I'm excited. You know, partnering with FanDuel, they recently expanded their offerings in Pennsylvania to include mobile sports betting. So what we've done today is we've turned our restaurant here, Grill 36, to a mobile betting outpost, so you can come out and really experience the app. You know, it's a great app, easy to use, it's convenient, and you know, it's going to make watching games a lot more fun. So we really feel that this is a great opportunity for everyone here in the Pennsylvania area to have this opportunity. And if anyone, you know, starts playing on FanDuel Sportsbook right now, if you're a new user signing up, you receive a $500 risk-free bet.
Wow.
So, you know, why not give it a try?
Hey, spin the wheel for $500 for free. That sounds like a pretty good deal, Buzz.
I mean, that's what I would think. I mean, you get a free crack. Get a free crack at it, right? And see how good you are.
That's right. There you go. FanDuel Sportsbook right now. Jerome Bettis joining us on the show. Buzz, it's always awesome to catch up, man. I always appreciate our conversations together. I'm sure we'll do this later on in the football season. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just let everybody know it's always important to be responsible when wagering, though. Just want to make sure that people know that.
Be responsible as you wager. That's exactly correct. Thanks, Buzz.
That's it.
All right, man.
Take care.
Okay, Jerome Bettis joining us this morning on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.